Ashley, Melbourne.
Fifi, Feb and Nick.
Fifi, Feb and Nick have got your mornings covered. And Fairhaven Homes are the Victorian family-owned builder that has you covered. That's fair. That's Fairhaven Homes. Fifi,
Feb and Nick. Macklemore is headlining R&B Live presents Fridays Live. Yeah. Did I say that right?
Yeah, R&B Fridays presents Fridays Live.
R&B Fridays presents Fridays Live. We are so excited about this. This is going to be huge. The 4th of November, the biggest event Melbourne will see this year. So many huge acts. Massive. And we are giving away the first tickets in town. Renee and Doreen, you're going to see Fridays Live.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, guys. You have made my Friday.
Wow,
I am so
awesome.
Excited.
Oh,
Craig David.
Akon, TLC, yep. Ashanti,
Macklemore.
Who are you most excited to see, Renee?
Craig David and Ashanti. I'm an old school R&B. I'll be 40 this year, so all the old school R&B tunes, you know, heading down to Crown when it used to be the olden days, where, you know, the 2000s, where we were rocking out to R&B. Heat
nightclub. Oh, yeah. Renee, yes,
100%.
Oh, Renee, we're so pumped. It's been a few years. We've had a tough few years in Melbourne, and to make sure that we're back there Friday, November 4th, cannot wait.
Now, I'm so excited.
Renee, they're your tickets. For everyone else, tickets go on sale next Friday, 11 a.m. from frontiertouring.com.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much, The Fox. Thanks, Fifi. Thanks, Nick. Thanks, Fab. You are just amazing.
Now, Renee, if you thought you were already happy about getting your tickets, what about this? Our good friend Fev sat down with Macklemore for an exclusive interview. He is headlining the event.
As they say, Graham Norton, step aside. Alusha Macklemore.
It's an exclusive.
Right here at the Fox. How did he?
I'm joined here with Macklemore now, mate. You're heading down to our shores to be part of our Fridays 2022. It's back this year, Melbourne. And you're headlining, big fella.
Yes. Yes, I am. I can't wait, man. It's gonna be a blast. What kind of R&B do you listen to?
Well, I'm sort of like, I love like, I like Waterfalls and TLC and Destiny's Child and that sort of, I'm like a real softie. I love like the girl bands that sing all that stuff. I'm that genre.
I love that. I'm 90s R&B all day. One of the greatest genres, I mean, for me, outside of maybe hip hop and jazz, is 90s R&B. There's just something about it. I don't know what it is. I remember listening to TLC religiously in the sixth grade, and it was my first girlfriend, and I used to just play that CD over and over and over, and I would listen to the whole thing. I was supposed to be sleeping, and I was just listening to TLC. So I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
I have no idea what your question was, but I just wanted to go down memory lane and talk
about it. Yeah, go down memory lane. Now, mate, you've just got your new song out, Chant. It's been released with one of my good friends, Tones and I, a great Australian artist. How did that all come about, and how was it?
You know, Tones, she had listened to my music for a long time, which was really cool. Like, he just was super authentic, and obviously, like, Dance Monkey was probably the biggest song in the world at the time. I really fell in love with her as a person and fell in love with her voice. And I think that, you know, we had this record Chant that we had been working on, and I was like, I think the Tones could kill this. Her artistry, and more so than anything, like, her as a human shine through. So I'm super happy with the record. I love it. I think that she killed it, and just excited to have it out in the world.
Yeah, she's an absolute beauty, and I think it's just a perfect combination, you two collabing together.
No, I appreciate that.
Now, is it true? I did a bit of Googling on you before, and I found this amazing. Did you meet Ryan Lewis on MySpace?
Oh, yeah, and my wife.
And I know, I was going to get to that. Who meets people on MySpace?
Different inbox thread, but yes. both were met on MySpace.
And that, how long ago was that? How long ago did you meet Ryan on MySpace? Because MySpace hasn't been around for about 30 years.
Yeah, no, it was 1972. he was still in high school. I was young. We were both, I heard a beat that he had on his player somehow. And yeah, I think he was 17. He was still in high school. And I went to over to his parents' house, and I was like, this kid is on a ridiculous amount of caffeine and yet very talented. And, you know, we started working together, and the rest is history. With my wife, she actually hit me up on MySpace.
Yes, that's a win.
It's a win. And, you know, she heard one of my songs on the local radio station here, KXP, and was just blown away by this song. And it turns out the verse that she was blown away by was actually a feature on the song. It was one of my friends. It was not me who she was blown away by, but I thought it was. And I still got hollered at by her. And here we are, still living under the same roof.
Well, which is an amazing story. The people our age now sitting in the cars listening to this interview would be asking the burning question, who was the number one friend? The old MySpace, who was on top?
You know what? That's a great question. I think the funny thing is, it doesn't probably look that different than the people that I'm still working with today.
Mate, the last 10 years has been huge for you. You're obviously married. You've got three beautiful kids. And one of your kids, your three-year-old, and my co-workers, Fifi and Nick, we've all got three-year-olds. Her middle name is Colette Koala. Is that anything to do with being down here in Australia?
100%. 100%. I was, you know, we were in Australia touring. We were trying to think of a name. And I looked up into the sky, and I looked at a tree, and there was a baby koala sitting there in Brisbane. And I looked at that koala, and I knew right then that would be the middle name for my child.
Ah, oh, that's awesome, man. So good.
It's also a complete lie, but...
Sounded good, though. Hey, you've also now, you've got a golf line out, 5-Iron Golf. I love my golf now. When you come down to Melbourne, mate, I'd love to have a hit, take you down the peninsula, some beautiful golf courses down there, and we'll get the kid out.
Yeah, I would love that. I would absolutely love that. Golf has completely consumed my entire life, and when I am in Australia, I'm definitely trying to play golf. I hear it's amazing.
Yeah, well, beautiful courses. We'll hit you up, mate. Don't worry about that. Now, Macklemore, thank you so much for your time. Enjoy Australia. We can't wait to see you at Rod Laver Arena, Fridays Live, and all the best with Chant. It's a great song with you and Tones and I. All the best, man.
Thank you so much, brother. Really.
101.9 The Fox.
Releasing an album in 2022 is very different to releasing an album even, like, let's say 10 years ago. Because once upon a time you released an album and it just went out. Mm-hmm. And it was a long time ago, it was vinyl and it's CDs. Now, because a lot of the music is digital, it can get changed pretty quickly. And I'm bringing this up because poor Beyonce, such a huge drop, her album 2 weeks ago. Everybody was waiting, one of the most anticipated albums of the year.
Renaissance dropped literally 1 week today.
It was 1 week today. Yeah. She has already, guys, had to change two of the songs on the album.
What do you mean?
And you can do that. Like, once upon a time when it was a CD, that was out. You just had to cop it. But now, see, people are demanding things get changed. And this is a new world for musicians.
What is she copying or is she writing?
Well,
what is she...
there's a couple. The first one she's got a song, Heated, and it had a word in it. I'm not actually going to say the word. It's an ableist slur.
What's that mean?
It's a word that you might have used back in the playground in the 80s or 90s.
Like a racist,
it's not
face
race related.
Outer space, like that sort of stuff.
It's...
Stop sneezing a Milo tin. God, no, that sort of stuff.
Derogatory.
It's not a great one. Yeah. And we've since, probably in the last decade, gone, we've got to drop that one. That's no good. So I can't say it. I actually can't say it, Fev.
This is like the secret sound for Fev.
I'll get cancelled if I say it. But
do you want me to say it? What is it?
No, it's a word that you would have used a lot.
I would have. Hey, hold on.
What is it?
You can't put that on Fev.
Write it down.
You may never have used it.
Oh, no. You don't say bad things to people. Yeah, I won't say that.
Anyway, she then had to take that word
Josiah.
Out. Something you'd call Josiah. So that's been taken out of the song Heated. They've actually edited that song and re-released it. Then she has sampled some Khalees music. Now, we love Khalees music, and this is one of Khalees's best. If you're not familiar with...
So the guys are young, God, and they're like, it's better than yours, damn right. It's better than yours.
Because the milkshakes are referring to...
Her milkshakes.
Yes.
And... Beyonce, in her song, her new song, Energy, has sampled Khaleesi's song. Can you hear the beat?
Yeah, same beat.
Same beat.
Yeah.
So Khaleesi went a bit crazy about it. She's
That's
fired
tough,
off.
Though.
Listen,
like it?
Here's Khaleesi.
I was actually last night, I was posting on my Bounty and Full page, just doing my own thing. And then I saw one of my fan pages and someone was like, oh, that's a collaboration. Collaboration between B and Khaleesi. No, it's not a collaboration. It's called thievery because the collaboration, the definition of collaboration, it means that we are working together. There's no working together if you are not even checking to see if everything's cool. That's a problem, okay? I would never do that to another artist. For real. I never have. I never would. Why? Because what's the point?
Whoa, ooh. Queen B. Oh. Ouchie. So Beyonce that has now removed that milkshake beat from that song.
Oh, wow.
She's had to change two songs.
That's a fair move too, changing the whole beat of a song because it changes the whole dynamic of it.
Yeah. But you wonder if, because Beyonce hasn't spoken about this, but she's made the changes. You wonder, would she be looking at her producer going, mate, you didn't check? Well, like, she couldn't tell?
She also stole something else. The Queen's name.
Queen B, you're right. And Queen Elizabeth hasn't said boo about
Queen
that.
E.
So she's clearly
fine with it.
But they're not done with her. It's like there's a campaign to get Beyonce. People are now going back through her back catalogue.
Oh, jeez. No. Oh, once
and
it starts, man.
She released a song back in 2013 called Partition. Now, on Tuesday, a campaign has started for her to re-release that song, Partition. Monica Lewinsky, in fact, is mentioned in the song. And Monica has said she needs to remove this because it's obviously not great and it's there's so many words I can't use. Yeah. Shaming. It's shaming Monica's behavior mm-hmm. back in the day. He popped on my buttons and he ripped my blouse. Monica and whiskey all on my gown. So they're now saying get rid of that. Can't
was she a singer, was she? Monica?
No, Monica Lewinsky, she was an aide at the White House during Bill Clinton's reign.
I did not have
intimate relations with that woman. That's exactly what he said.
Nick, honestly, you never know. I thought it might have gone through to the keeper, that one.
No. Bill Clinton.
That didn't go through to the keeper.
Yeah, that one wouldn't
have. All over that little gown. Now, you did a little song, Nick, did you, mate? Or?
I didn't do a little song.
Hang on,
song.
What? No, so
some boys have been in the booth.
So I'm excited about this.
Why?
Because on the back of this, Beyonce seemingly stealing people's songs. I believe that you both.
Oh, I didn't do anything.
No, I think you have.
No, I didn't.
You sure?
Nick, yeah, I'm positive.
I think Nick went into the studio
into
and
the
I think
Seb
went into the
song.
Studio. Surely you've.
Well,
I'm pretty sure you've got two.
There's been a lot of people going out and they want to adjust Beyonce's music from its original form.
Yes.
And it did remind me of one of Beyonce's other songs. Who changed the words, girls?
I know.
Bev, you're up.
No,
what
do you
think? No, I didn't do anything.
Everyone
wants to hear Bev. I want to hear Bev.
No,
it's like when Nick used to do the ads and I'd do them real horrible and then he'd do it like a proper TV ad.
Promise we'll get behind you, please.
I went in and I did a song that I wrote last night because I knew we'd talk about this and they're all my own words. I'm going to copyright it. I'm going to patent it. This is my song.
All the single ladies. Hey, Beyonce, I don't care less what you think. I don't need permission to use your song. Did I mention don't pay any attention? Because you should have put a copyright on it.
Got an early pass.
Unbelievable.
Right, and I can leave now.
And that was, of course, Brendan Favola, or as he's now known, King B.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
We are very excited because in two sleeps, one of our favourite TV shows is back on the telly, MKR, this Sunday, 7 p.m. on Channel 7 and 7 Plus. And it's going to be fantastic because we're seeing our good friends, Manu, Colin, Curtis Stone, they're all going to be there and they're going to be joined by someone we're hoping can become a very good friend of ours. the amazing Nigella Lawson, who joins us now. Hi, Nigella. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, Nigella, this is...
What a fabulous intro.
Well, my pleasure. And yeah. I'm going to say this off the bat, Nigella. You are part of my life every week because for the last 10 years, I make your watermelon, feta, olive, mint, black... Yum. I make your salad once a week. So you're always in my thoughts and I feel like you've been in my life for 10 years.
Oh, you know, that's really touching and I'm thrilled. Thank you very much.
What's your go-to dish? Nigella?
What's my go-to dish?
Yeah, what's your go-to? Like, if you had one meal to cook, what would you cook?
Well, I always ask, asking greedy people to choose one thing to eat is a bit unfair. But, you know, I roast chicken completely. You know, that's my, autopilot. Like, I think I want to make a lovely comforting supper. Or just roast chicken, and then I've got all the leftovers for further meals. So it suits my way of cooking. But in a way, I also love that thing of just like opening a fridge and seeing what I've got to use up and going with it when I don't know. I find that quite inspiring.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. Then when you open the fridge, you've got all your ingredients, and then you go, what can I cook?
I know sometimes that's a really good way of, you get that satisfaction of using up odds and ends, and you just have to sort of think on your feet while you're by the stove, and I like that, and often it makes me have like better ideas than I would do if I sat down and just tried to think because so you can go around in circles, you know, can't you, with sometimes when you think, right, what's for supper, and you can go around in circles and you tend to get into a rut. All of us do, one way or another.
And then make a toasted cheese sandwich. Yeah. Nigella, what's wonderful for us is you're working with some of Australia's finest, and they're all mates of ours, Manu, Matt Preston, Colin Curtis. You must have been, when you got here and you met,
great.
Yeah, you must have had the best time filming with them.
Well, I did. Well, actually, I filmed with Manu because the others are doing, you know, episodes I'm not in. But it was, you know, we could sort of take it in turns. But it was great. I'd actually met Manu at George Columbaris's wedding, and I knew that it would be tremendous fun. But he was, but he's not just that he's fun, but he's a one. You know, he's a great person to work with. And it was really wonderful, sitting next to him, learning from his expertise and experience. But also what I really love, I mean, there's lots of things I love, you know, about doing MKR. But one of the things is that my idea of absolute heaven is eating food while sitting at a table and talking with other people who are obsessed with food. So it just was like wallowing in food and thoughts about food, in tasting things, in getting to know other people, all the things I love. And it's enjoyable, and I really enjoyed the sort of the attitude I felt that MKR had, the season of MKR has, where, you know, even thoughts about food or not everything can go right. I mean, there are great cooks, but not everything goes right all the time. But thinking, talking about it in a constructive way, not in a way that has any cruelty to it, but just discussing, well, this is, you know, it's really hard to do that in that time, or this is a way I would try and get around that problem. And this is what I loved about it. And I think, in a way, that makes such a difference. Just to be with people who are interested in food and want to learn, and also want to show and what they can do and share the food they love. I felt it was a very warm experience.
Oh, we're looking forward to watching this show. I just want to say a quick thank you to you, Nigella. You don't know what you've done, but you made my wife a very, very happy lady, and I've been trying to do that for 20 years because you brought her makeup online. She's got Runway Room Cosmetics, and you left one of the most loveliest messages, and she was so chuffed. and she wanted me to say thank you to you, so I thought I'd chuck that in there. But thank you so much.
Well,
you didn't have to do that.
Fantastic. No, I did because I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Congratulations to her again.
Yeah, she's a legend.
Nigella, thank you. We can't wait to see this Sunday night and to have you on our TV screens and sitting there with Manu. This is going to be a huge series. We're pumped.
I'm so excited.
Oh, thank you, Nigella. MKR this thank Sunday, you. 7 p.m. on Channel 7. We'll see you then.
101.9 The Fox.
The European heat wave is still taking, it's gripping Europe and they're really, I mean, it's melting and they're melting with it. They're just not coping.
No, they're not built for it.
But the thing is that they've been there for centuries. They conquered the world, a lot of these countries. They seem to be like, they've got the hard yakker in them. But the minute the temperature goes over 30 degrees, they fall apart.
It's like me. My mum's from Yorkshire. I've taken that side, and it is, I cannot do heat. Cannot do it. My honeymoon was in Vietnam on an island called Phu Quoc Island, and all the photos of me in this little bar on the beach, hidden away and Luch out in the sun. I just can't do it.
She's got good skin.
Well, I know.
Loves it.
I've got the rotten English.
The English were definitely struggling. Now the Spanish are. Well, I know they had the Spanish Armada. They travelled to Africa and conquered
a
lot of it.
They stand on streets while bulls are running at them.
So the Spanish Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez, he came out this week and he has said all workers in the public and private sector, stop wearing ties. Take your ties off.
Oh, that'd be hot though, on your neck.
Well, I know, but do you have to say that to people? So they've just said, take the ties off. That'll maybe help you with the heat. The other thing they have said is, so this is a law that they've introduced, air conditioning cannot go under 27 degrees Celsius.
I didn't even know it went that high up.
Because that's heating.
Yeah.
27 degrees that's when it's flicked over to a heater.
Aircon always on 16.
Yes, but whatever here it goes in down. Spain, 27, they can't go on. They're trying to conserve energy. Obviously, there's probably an energy crisis. But they've even flicked that into winter. In winter, you can't go above 19 degrees with your heating.
But they've got it all topsy-turvy. They're the wrong way around.
They don't. So you're going to freeze in with 19 degrees should be where it is in summer.
Well, if you can prevent from putting a heater on, just rug up, wear a couple of extra layers and some blanket because it does conserve energy and help our...
I just did that for 3 months.
And help our the world.
Environment.
Yep.
That's the very world, good advice.
We want it to be here for generations.
Absolutely. Is this your new environmental campaign?
I like this.
Remember when you wanted to bring back plastic bags to the supermarkets?
Mate, I'd dump and run in all different bins with rubbish.
He's 9 Uber Eats orders a day. I don't think he worries about the planet.
101.9 The Fox.
It is a Friday, though. We're going to do this.
Is it amazing?
You are not well.
Hold on. Just a little stroke on
you. No, was that on purpose? Like feet before, so, you know, cool. Exclusive?
Of course it was on purpose, Nick.
Tell your amazing story.
Yeah, so Is It Amazing 131060. We want your calls and you don't go away empty-handed for Is It Amazing either, do you, Josiah?
No, we've got a $100 Zonzo estate voucher. You want it? Call through whether we like your story or not.
Zonzo will sort you out for the weekend with a $100 voucher. Now, Is It Amazing, this is where you call in. Whatever your story is, let's be honest, you're going to get the Zonzo voucher even if it's not amazing. But we love to hear stories of amazing things that have happened in your life. We've got one here from Josiah.
Oh, I was telling you guys earlier, and this is phenomenal. It blew all your minds. When I was living in Sydney, I worked for a radio station that was their dial, you know, where 101.9 The Fox. They were 96.9.
So FM.
Right? And how's this? So that was in Sydney. I then got a job after 9.5 years at that station at another radio station in Shepparton, which is, what you just said, Sun FM. The old Sun FM. Yeah. Drove down the freeway, didn't have to change the dial at all. The job I got, different company, still 96.9.
It's a real stinker.
So, see, the shame of this is you've got to press the buttons.
And in 13 years of radio, the first time I worked for anywhere but a 96.9 was right here at the Fox.
That's not even
anything.
Phenomenal. No,
that doesn't add any GST.
I like that you're driving from Sydney through to Shepparton and you don't even have to change the dial. It's cute. Do we have a cute story?
I like it. Garnish that, but with like cat litter. You know what I mean?
I've got a cute sting. Here it is.
That's phenomenal. No, Peek behind the curtains. That could be Josiah the worst presses ever. The buttons, and that was not phenomenal. But you're not the only team member.
Do you reckon, Boxy?
Come on.
That could be the worst.
On it.
It's
honestly.
It's definitely like, right.
Literally, it's worse than the bear story.
No. I tell that at the pub and everything. People think it's cool.
That might be worse than
this
bear story.
Yeah, what? You're talking to the peanuts. That's because they're complimentary, mate.
Renee, our beautiful producer, she's coming to the table with a... Are you nervous, Renee?
Not now.
I am after that, actually, because I feel like mine's not...
That's amazing.
Any better.
So you've nailed it.
Oh, yeah. Renee, if that story has you shook, I'd stop now. The bar could not be lower.
Great. Well, in that case, I was downstairs in our new building at the gym the other day. You know, I went on Kentucky a couple of years ago. People from all around the world go on Kentucky's. And who did I run into? Someone from my Kentucky tour in the gym that now works in our building.
Did you have any with that person?
No.
That would have been amazing.
Where was this person from? Were they from Melbourne originally?
Yeah, from Melbourne.
Yeah. Were you in Melbourne at the time?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
it's nearly worse.
No, it's not nearly worse. Come on, this building's not...
I personally like these ones.
Yeah, there's not even many people in the building at the minute.
In this building? No. Have you been to all the levels? There's about 1,000 people here.
Yeah, but then factor in how many people go on Kentucky tours. So many people. They're on the same Kentucky tour.
Do you know how many people are in this building?
I'm just trying to help
them. They are everywhere. I ran into one of my...
The thing is, we're not really friends. So, like, we hadn't stayed in contact. I didn't really know what she was up to, where she lives.
I was out getting my Uber Eats the other day at 7:30. I walked out in the street to get my Uber Eats driver. And in walks this big strapping young lad, and it was a bloke I used to play footy with, Ian Prendergast. He's a lawyer here on the same level. Mm.
Well, there you
it's the same thing. It's not amazing.
Yeah, that's amazing, Fev.
That's not.
Out of all the radio stations in Australia.
Go back to Sun FM. You're a really nice person. But
it's just not amazing. 13, 10, 60.
That's all we have. Whether your story is good or not, Zonzo Estates premium quality wines available online and at Dan Murphy's now. Your call's next.
Oh. Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing. Is it amazing? Your chance to win a $100 Zonzo Estate voucher. Zonzo Estates premium quality wines, by the way. They're available online and at Dan Murphy's now. And what a great gift to take into the weekend and enjoy that. And all you have to do is tell a story. And hopefully it's amazing. And never put too much pressure on yourself.
Nah.
Like, we do accept substandard stories. I mean, you still get your prize.
Yep.
Lisa in Doreen. Hi, Lise.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Actually, Lise, this is great for you because we've already had two team members bat up some pretty ordinary stories.
Yeah.
So you can't. It's actually a good start for you. What is your amazing story?
I'm a bit nervous. Sorry, I think it's amazing, but my son told me I had to call. My daughter was actually born on Father's Day, and my son was due on Mother's Day, and he actually came on his due date, which only 4% of babies are born on their due date. So that was amazing. But to have one on Father's Day and one on Mother's Day was pretty amazing, I think.
I reckon that is. That's... No, I love it. So, but he didn't come on Mother's Day.
No, he did come on Mother's Day.
Oh, he did. Oh,
he
sorry.
Did, yeah. So he came on his due date as well.
To have one of your babies on Father's Day and one of your babies on Mother's Day. Yeah. I love that. But
they're
I'm only one member
dates.
Of the team. I'm with you, Lise. And I think your son's right. That is an amazing story.
Those dates roll, though. They're not, you know what I mean? It's a moving target, which some would say would make it more difficult
to
land it because the
Lisa
date
had
changes
to have
every
them.
Year.
That's right. So that's even harder to land on Mother's Day or Father's Day.
Sometimes it's hard to make a baby. So it's pretty amazing.
Mm.
So what, I love it, Lise. The rest of it, Josiah, I mean, he's in an interesting position to not love it considering what he batted up.
Your story was awful.
I know it was better than my story, but it's still. It's so close to amazing, but just needs a little twist bit at the end. Way better stories
Tough
than that.
Room, Lisa. I thought
it was amazing.
I love that.
Yeah, well done, Lise. Josiah's just a bit upset.
That was great. And you get your $100
flat.
Zonzo Estate voucher. Well done, Lise.
That's
that one
great.
Got me
Thanks
up.
Thanks so much, guys.
Our pleasure. Betty in Geelong. Hi, Betty.
Hi, Susie. How are you doing?
Really well, Betty. I'm just warning you, it is a tough room this morning, Bets, but you've got this. What's your amazing story?
I want to make this as quick as possible. So I was living in the UK for a couple of years, and while they were travelling around, and first I met this family from Macedonia in London. I had then also met another friend, I met someone that became my friend that was living in Sweden at the time. And I met this particular guy when I was in Germany on holiday. So I flew to Macedonia and I wanted to go from the capital city to where my family lives, which is about 200-odd Ks. And the three of us, so the one guy in Sweden, the one guy in Macedonia and me, were messaging the exact same guy that I met in Germany to come and give me a lift across and to go back to my hometown. So then when he rocked up, we didn't realise that all three of us had actually known him.
So the same driver in Macedonia, you made in Sweden and the UK, everyone was texting this driver.
Everyone was texting this driver, and I had met him in Germany previously on another separate holiday, and then my friend was living in Sweden, and a family that I met in Macedonia were all texting this one driver in Macedonia to give me a lift to the next hometown.
I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about, but it sounds amazing.
It does.
There was a lot of countries in there.
There was a lot of people, and it just sounds amazing. Like, I'd love to sit down and know the actual story.
Yeah,
probably a bit too short to be telling the radio, but I reckon it's a pretty amazing story.
Okay.
If you're sitting down, I reckon the way she told that, it could be a few jugs in.
Yeah. But Betty said she wanted to speed it up. Yeah, she wanted to keep it short.
I thought you did well, Betty.
Yeah, I did too, Betty. I love that. The same driver. And they're all in all those different countries.
Nick.
Josiah, Nick.
But it's a population where they went in Macedonia of 100. It's only got one driver.
Oh, Josiah. Oh, I guarantee.
How did he make him the judge?
No.
I'm not. I don't know.
He's got sour grapes, Betty, because no one liked his story. That's all that's happened there, okay?
She lost me at the start. So
you know what would have made that phenomenal? If it was Albanian.
Yeah.
I bet she would have said that's
one
the best story.
One country too far to the right, unfortunately, Betty.
Well done, though, Betty. $100 Onzo estate voucher for you. And we've got another caller. Talani. Didn't get that right.
Talani?
It's Talini.
Talini. It's Talini.
Hi, how are you guys?
I would have said Talini.
Now, I want to lean in to this story.
Talini, what's your amazing story?
Yep. So two of my best friends got married a year after I got married. They were both my bridesmaids, but they didn't know each other.
Yeah.
And then I find out that they're both getting married in the month of August. And then I found out a bit more closer to the date that they're both getting married on the same date.
Ooh.
Then I found out that they're both getting married at the same time of that date, so in the evening. And then I find out that they've both booked the same venue at the two different rooms in the same location.
Talini, are these two bridesmaids friends? Like, were they doing this together?
No. One was one of my childhood friends and the other was a high school friend.
Were you part of any of the weddings? You could have just gone back and forth.
Yeah.
I was actually going back and forth through the weddings. It really made things easy.
Your two bridesmaids having the same wedding day, the same venue, the same time.
Were you not
just
a bridesmaid
out of interest,
at all?
Was that where you got married, though? Did they just get that off you, maybe?
No.
Were you a bridesmaid in any of the weddings?
I was not. No,
oh,
they didn't
God.
Have.
That's
one of them didn't
a...
have bridesmaids. Oh, oh, it's like a traditional thing where if you're already married, you're not a bridesmaid.
Oh, you're a matron of honour?
No, nothing.
Talini,
That's pretty
out of interest, cool. Do you live in like a suburb of Melbourne that has like 50 people or something that makes it very coincidental?
No, we're in metropolitan Melbourne and they both chose to get married in the city.
They didn't know each other like that well besides you?
They were bridesmaids together.
No, but like they didn't grow up together or anything like that?
No.
Oh, Josiah!
Finally, you got Josiah on board, Talini. Well done. $100 Onzo estate voucher for you.
Hilariously Melbourne. Fifi, Bev and Nick. A lot of home builders talk the talk and make you pay for the walk. Not their Haven Homes. Their fair and transparent service is clear from the start. So leave the talking to Fifi, Bev and Nick and choose Fair Haven Homes for your next home build. Fifi, Bev and Nick.